The Bench. The Bench. On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Thursday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell, and off we go. And what a night last night. Man, you got the bases loaded, and probably with all the COVID guys who are on the bench now.
Now you got to start with that, actually.
Well,
people
right.
People who didn't know,
well,
the Astros got COVIDed.
Well,
well, protocoled.
Protocoled, and who knows? I don't know if they got COVIDed or what, but they got quarantined. Somebody got it, or somebody was near somebody who got it, or whatever. Whatever the case may be.
Multiple players.
It was, what a, man, oh, man, oh, man. And it just, you know, you're playing a team that is just not a good baseball team. And they come in and, you know, Lance McCullers, you figured he's going to be able to stem the tide. And he's doing the same thing that the other two did with this lineup. And they're slapping him around the park. And then you put Joe Smith on. Why don't you just put gasoline on a fire? Why don't you just put that gas can on a fire? Who the hell thinks, whose idea was it? Who thinks it's a good idea to put Joe Smith in when there are men on base? When you got to get out of it, when you're trying to win a game that you haven't won in what appears to be about a week now, and you got a chance to win a baseball game, and you put Joe Smith in it. Who thinks that's a good idea?
Mm.
I mean, honestly. And then you got the bases loaded with Diaz, Brantley, and Tucker coming up. And they all look like Brantley, the greatest hitter in baseball history, swings at the first pitch that is down in the dirt.
Mm-hmm.
Diaz is 1-0, and a ball that's going to hit him, he swings at.
It's totally unlike anything he ever does.
Well, Diaz, I understand. Brantley? Brantley swinging at that first pitch?
No, but that's what I'm saying. Brantley doesn't do that.
No. Unbelievable. You got the three hitters that you want in the lineup because nobody else is there. Everybody else is sitting at home. But I don't know what they're doing. I have no idea what those people are doing now and when they'll be back because they've got COVID protocol. Man, oh, man, oh, man. You want to talk about a team that just looks like go to Seattle and look good. I mean, just get as far away as possible because when you go to Oakland, you look really good. When you go to LA, you look really good. When you come home, this is a team that looks like crap. No, the pitching is crap. The hitting is crap. I know it's two weeks into the season, but boy, that was about as bad a homestand as I remember.
No, that was terrible. You got your ass kicked.
They did. They got their ass
kicked. You got your ass kicked in every game, and you're not coming through in the clutch with hits. Here are the players. We need to rewind this for you a little bit, because this is a big deal. The Astros placed five players, including Alex Bregman, Jose Altuve, Martin Maldonado, who cares? Yordan Alvarez.
Oh, the guy that just signed an extension? Okay.
Yeah, who cares? I don't want him playing right now.
You don't?
No, he stinks. He's not even hitting 100.
Castro homered when he came.
He's not even hitting 100.
How about that?
He stinks.
Castro goes, COVID oh, really? You give him an extension? Look at this.
Altuve, Bregman. Tell me if these names are any big deal. You know, Altuve, Bregman, Yordan. No big deal. Just the most important hitters in the middle of your lineup. Well, from 1 through 5. Altuve, Bregman, Yordan, Maldonado, and then Robel Garcia. And they were all placed on the injured list for contact tracing purposes. And James Click said there was no reason from a health and safety standpoint not to play Wednesday night series finale at Minute Maid Park. So the game went on, luckily, because the Astros really came up big. The Astros also called up Garrett Stubbs, Taylor Jones, Alex DeGuttian, Abraham Toro, the star of last night's late inning
what
meltdown.
Why are you putting this on Abraham Toro?
He grabbed to a double play.
What,
get a hit.
What are you talking about?
Get a hit.
Who cares?
Like a rocket.
I mean, they
double
all suck
play.
And you're going to put this on Abraham Toro.
That guy sucks. I'm tired of Toro. I don't even want to see him with. And you know what his name is? Toro. You know what? Seriously, and I'm not lying. All my
his
children's
name is Abraham.
Lives. All my children's lives. The name Toro makes me feel mad.
What? Why does the name Toro make you feel
just
mad?
Just think for 1 second. This shouldn't be hard.
Oh, the Texans?
Yes.
Why are you bringing the Texans into this?
Because I had to do an interview with Toro, which was the lamest, dumbest, most disappointing time of my life, where they say, can you interview Toro? So we're like, okay. hey, Toro, and he just stomps his feet. I'm like, what is this? You lame-o cornballs.
What?
Did y'all really make us in pregame show do an interview with Toro? It had to last 3 minutes. They brought his handlers by. So, yeah, so Abraham Toro, the fact that you suck anyway, yeah, and it's made worse by the name that your name is Toro.
Abraham
yeah.
Toro, the guy who won Justin Verlander's no-hitter.
I just found out how I lost Memphis and Dallas because of Luka Legend. Did you see this nonsense? Grayson Allen. It couldn't be worse. Grayson Allen, the most hateable player to come out of the league since Christian Laettner. He's on my side, Memphis. He misses two free throws with 2.2 seconds left. And then Luka grabs a rebound or whoever with 1.8, they call timeout with 1.8 seconds. Luka throws up some prayer three-pointer and buries me.
God. Well, this on top of, who'd you have in that?
And then you got the
who'd you have in that Astros game?
Oh, great job. Nothing better than backing McCullers, who stunk, but then having the Astros like, oh, by the way, Bregman, Altuve, and Yordan are out. What? Yeah, Toro's coming up and Garrett Stubbs. That's not equal.
You should
have
known.
That's not fair.
You should have known.
Not equitable.
As soon as something weird happened that McCullers wasn't going to have a great night. You know,
the dude he did too mentally.
Yeah, you know, as soon as the COVID stuff happened, you knew it was over.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's true. I did think about that. I'm like, oh, he's not going to respond well to this. This is going to be on his mind.
Yeah.
What?
Well, all the guys are gone. What do you mean? Wait a minute. Where's Breggers?
Dusty Baker at some point goes, I got a good idea. Yeah. I got a good idea. Get Joe Smith up. We're going to shut this thing down. You got a little hot. It's getting a little hot in here with Lance McCullers right now. Let's get the cooler in here. Joe Smith.
Joe Smith will shut him down.
Joe Smith can't get anybody
Joe
out.
Smith is terrible.
Joe Smith can't get anybody
My God.
This is a bad morning. It's a bad time to be alive.
Yeah, Tucker looked like crap, too. Chuck says,
Tucker looked like crap. Just taking that shot?
I mean.
That strike three? What are you doing?
And the swing he put on strike two was awful.
Well, the change where he goes like this?
Yeah. I mean, it was awful.
Swing a bat. Who was that loser for the Yankees that, who had the curveball that fooled him so bad that he went?
Oh, yeah.
Remember the third baseman? I can't remember. Who was curveball? Whose pitch was that broke him off and he almost collapsed on the ground?
I forget. But man, oh, man.
That's the kind of swing Kyle Tucker has.
You want to talk about, just go to Seattle now. Go to Seattle. And then, you know what? I'll look at the highlights.
Guys, they're 6-5
the next morning.
This is now a five-game losing streak. 6-5. You got whipped by the Tigers, who frankly look like a better team.
They're six and six now.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
It's a five-game losing streak, but there was one previous.
Right.
So, yeah, sweet.
Yeah, they're a 500 baseball team.
Sweet.
Yeah. They're pretty. They've lost five straight at home after they came home 5-1.
And I was just ready to strut. I was strutting around like,
and they won.
Twitter, what do you think about this? Get your trash cans out now. Lean into it, boys. We're NWO. We're the bad guys. And now, all of a sudden, you know, people are just throwing trash all over the Astros. They're literally emptying trash cans on their whole lineup and their whole starting
pitching. Well, no, that's okay because they're going to go to Seattle. Watch them. They'll light it up in Seattle for whatever. Yeah, they just suck at home.
If
they
you
just
say
suck.
So.
They're going to light it up. I'm telling you.
If you I'm say telling so. You.
They scored 13 runs you in their five
on,
losses.
Put something on
13
it.
Runs in their five losses at home and just got their ass handed to them. 13, 19, holy crap, 27, 33-13, they outscored in those five losses.
Oh, my God.
They suck right now. And come up with a clutch hit, please. One time, come up with a clutch hit. Tucker, Brantley, Diaz, Brantley, and Tucker with the bases loaded, and you can't do anything. And taking that pitch at the knees, goodness gracious, Tucker, come on. What kind of clutch does this team have right now? Anger. That's what I have. That was the most embarrassing series since 2014. I'm not even joking. That was as embarrassing at home as I can remember. Yeah. I mean, they got worked by a bad, bad team. That lineup is not good.
Look good.
Yeah. Matthew Boyd is a good pitcher, but otherwise they should have lit them up. I mean, this is.
When they had men on, they didn't do anything with it. you know, that's 6'3" to go from to have.
But your $17 million guy, $85 million guy, needs to come up and stop him. Instead, he looked like crap. 55 pitches with four outs. He had 55 pitches.
He had
with five outs.
Two innings.
No, it was five outs. He had 55 pitches already. He didn't even get through the second inning with 55 pitches. I was like, what the hell? What are you doing, dude?
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
What do you mean? I thought he made it all the way through.
Well, no. When he still was pitching. He was still pitching. But with five outs, he had already thrown 55 pitches.
He had like 84 pitches.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, in two innings.
No, he kept going, but with five outs,
and
he
three
threw
runs.
It was 11 pitches per out.
But you know what? It wasn't that he had his three walks, three strikeouts. That's a surefire sign it's going to be a problem.
Yep.
When Lance starts not being able to hit his spots, but his curveball was just so flat. Like, he didn't have any life on his breaking pitches either. It's not like he had good stuff, but he wasn't locating. Lance McCullers was getting hit. You know, he got hit pretty hard. He got hit pretty good. The Astros got hit pretty good.
Yeah. Oh, really? Mm. Wow. I mean, that was just awful. And then the Rockets are fooling around and trying to win a game. And now they got me a little. They got me nervous up there because they're coming back. What the hell are you doing? You want to talk about a perfect what the Rockets' recipe for wonderfulness is jumping out and getting their ass kicked in the first half. Holy crap! They are just so bad.
Was it 78 this time?
I mean, you want
in the first half? They gave up. It was either 74 or 78. I think it was 70. How much did they give him the first half, John?
So early on, Bull goes, hey, Bill, first to 130 wins. He said this in the first quarter.
And when they're on the free throw line
to make it, it was 128. He goes, well, Bill, I guess first to 130 wins.
Yeah, and that happened.
That's exactly what happened.
This is now two straight games where you're giving up numbers.
75 in the first half.
That seem inconceivable.
Yeah.
It seems inconceivable you could give up 75 until you conceive that they gave up 81 in the previous game.
Yeah.
Like, this was an improvement on the last game. To give up 75, another 40-point quarter, obviously, you can't have 75. I mean, you could, but of course they had another 40-point quarter. But, I mean, I need to tamp down my, you know, frustration, because this is what needs to happen.
And you know what else?
Christian Wood had another big game. He looked great.
Yeah. No, Christian Wood, you know who else looked great? Caris LeVert. Thanks.
I don't care about that
guy. Good trade. Well done. That worked out. That's a great trade. Everything working out great for us here.
Wait, but Caris LeVert might actually help you win games. You don't want to win games.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. You don't want a guy who could be a possible cornerstone. No, you don't want that.
Or even a guy who you might use to trade for a better player.
As opposed to Oladipo that got you nothing.
Nothing. Would you like to run down Kelly Linick's game log?
You mean a guy who's not going to be here next year?
He won't be here. Great.
Whoa, this is the extension. The money you were going to give Oladipo... Zip.
Yeah, let's make that mistake.
Into what? Everybody's going to clamor to come here.
Roll it into Olynyk. That's what I'm saying. You roll it into Olynyk.
Get out of here watching Caris LeVert.
Roll it into Olynyk.
Put a 27 on you.
Go look and see who has had a better run over the last six games. Olynyk.
They're not
going
to pay. Well, they're not. It's be a mistake to pay Olynyk. Why would you want to pay Olynyk?
Pay Olynyk. Dabbing on
with Kelly Olynyk. Get the
2 years, $45 million.
What?
Kelly Olynyk. You've already got the paperwork. Just scratch out. Just put a line through, and then you have to initial just RS. Line through Victor Oladipo, and just put Kelly Olynyk. How easy is that?
Put the line through in TF, Tillman Fertitta?
Or RS, TF. Maybe it's multiple people have to put their initials to show it's a real
thing. Yeah, so I'm pretty sure Tillman's going to go, well, let me sign that. Let me put that TF on there.
Tillman's going to put a W in front of it. What the F? I'm not giving him this money.
WTF.
The FOH.
Yeah. He'll use his initial, but for other things.
Now, would you pay Kelly Olynyk a total of $18 million for 2 years?
Don't pay Kelly
Olynyk.
No,
I'm not paying Kelly Olynyk
anything. $9 million a year?
Kelly Olynyk here, but you know what? And that might keep, Christian He's Wood might say, you know what? I could stick around here because we might win some games.
Because
we got
here.
A good player.
Well, but you can't win games with him right now.
No, you can't win games, but you got to get other good players.
Now, Kelly Olynyk
is doing his job.
Kelly Olynyk helped the Heat get to the finals. So he does have that in his background.
Jimmy and Bam did that too. But
yeah,
okay.
And Kelly.
All right, 714 ESPN 975.
Jimmy, Bam, and Kelly were the big three.
On the other side,
they weren't. They
were on the other three. Side, we got to delve into this Deshaun stuff. Holy crap! There's a boatload that came out yesterday that we got to get to.
Will you stop including with your Deshaun boatload of.
Well, no, it wasn't.
Here's the three words I read
I
in every
didn't
Deshaun
say a
thing.
Dumpster full. I said here it a is. Boatload.
Let's see the Deshaun story. Let me see if I can see the big three.
We'll do it on the other side.
Just get ready for the big three of exposing, touching with his pee, and groping
and oral.
Exposing, touching, and groping are always in every story, in every file lawsuit now.
Yeah, we got to take a break. 7:15 ESPN 97.5. What we got to talk about right now is the goodness that is John Clay. Well, I mean. You know this guy. I mean, he'll say anything, I guess. That's what John Clay Wolf does. But who cares? You know what? Well, I guess he does hurt some people's feelings. If he's offended you, oh, well, he's going to pay you for it. You know, he's going to pay you. He's going to pay you more money for your vehicle than you would have gotten anywhere else. You know how I know this? Because he guarantees it. He says, if I can't beat the price of CarMax, and he even included the dealerships, if I can't beat them, then I'm going to send you $100. How's that taste? So I know that he has, at sometimes he says stuff that is maybe a little questionable. That's okay. He's going to pay you for it. And if you get paid for it, you could take it. Honestly, that's more money in your pocket from a guy that wants to give you more money for your vehicle. That's what he does every single day. So if you are looking to sell your vehicle, you have to go to GiveMeTheVIN.com. GiveMeTheVIN.com. Go armed with the best price that you can get for your vehicle wherever you want to sell it. And guess what? You'll be back at GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's GiveMeTheVIN.com.
Loaded, ready to rule. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
You know, you got two choices. You either, you know, deal with it, you know, square your shoulders off, and, you know, try to make the best you can out of the situation and be as positive going forward, you know, as you can. I mean, nobody likes what happened. You know, nobody's, you know, they're not happy. But at the same time, people understand that, you know, health and safety is number one. But you have to, you know, look at things in a positive light. This is better than this happened now than later in the season or, you know, even come playoff time. So, you know, we're positive about our chances, you know, to win and going forward. Hopefully we get these guys back soon.
Okay, that's Dusty yesterday. Well, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, you didn't have guys. You played Detroit. That's a triple-A team you played. Other than a few players, it's basically a triple-A team.
Your dad came in here and beat up his father-in-law. He basically came and punked his father-in-law, Dusty.
Yeah.
Your dad, AJ Hinch. Because yep. He still feels like, you know, a dad.
Listen.
I mean, I was like, if I got to lose to somebody, I guess AJ Hinch. But AJ just came in here and just you realized your father-in-law, you're like, he ain't got much time left.
Whoa.
Dad is.
Wow. Know, so let me beat his ass?
No. I'm like, I need to probably align with dad on this one. Hmm. Dad's probably the one I need to go with here, not Papa Dusty.
Wow.
Papa Dusty's out here throwing Joe Smith at people.
Papa Dusty making.
What is Papa doing?
Papa, apparently Papa's like can't remember Joe Smith's last outing. He's.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. Well, you said it, not me. But I'm co-signing. Papa, we may potentially have to get some testing done. Do you know who this is, Papa? Papa, do you know who this is, Papa?
Do you remember him, Papa?
Papa, do you remember him? That's Joe Smith, Papa. Do you remember? He did a bad.
He was
on the carpet last time, last few times.
Man, if Joe Smith makes it through, you can't keep through. You what do you?
Papa, don't put in the right hander, Papa.
What is
when he's walking to the mound? Don't put in the right hander, Papa. He shouldn't even be on the team. Stupid.
When Dusty puts in Joe Smith, what's the equivalent of that? Is he, oh, you made a mess in your diaper. What are you doing, Papa?
I don't.
Is that the equivalent?
Boy, that's a lot.
Oh, no, is that the equivalent?
I would say.
You're wrong for that.
No. Maybe you are wrong
What's
for that.
What's the equivalent? Yeah. You're doing You're the whole pawpaw thing. No.
We didn't do it. We didn't go that far that he made a mess in his.
Well, he did make a mess.
That's too far.
When you put Joe Smith on the mound, aren't you just making
a mess?
Let
me think what it is. It's more than him just. It's more than him asking the same question back to back. It's more than that, like in the same days. It's more like.
Is it when he mistakes you for your dad when you're really the grandson? Is that what it is? When Papa thinks you're his son, but you're really the grandson?
No. Oh, you know what it is? It's calling a grandson by the wrong name. It's calling by another grandson's name more than once.
Ooh.
It's forgetting. You know what? Papa Dusty may have just forgot who Joe Smith was. Maybe just say, he may have hit it.
Well,
it's just that simple. He thought Joe Smith was somebody else.
Stop. We can't continue.
Okay, yeah, we're going
mess
too
in
far.
His diaper. Can't remember Joe Smith's name. We got to stop. Have you guys seen The Father, the movie, Anthony Hopkins? And who's the woman that won the Oscar? She was the queen.
It came out before this year, right?
It came out, what's her name? Olivia Colman?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, from The Crown?
Yeah.
From Peep Show?
Yeah. Peep Show? Oh, she was
in And yeah, she's great. There's another one she's in. She's
anyway, this is about someone who's got a dementia. It's really not a good, it's hard to watch. It's really hard to watch. It's not good. Don't do it. Anyway, when you talk about that, I'm like, you don't want to joke that he's making a mess.
Yeah, we probably shouldn't do that. But it does seem like he forgot who Joe Smith was.
He doesn't remember Joe Smith's name.
It does feel like he didn't remember Joe Smith's name. And you did start this.
It feels
like. You kind of started this.
No, I didn't. You did.
You said, do you think he just forgot who he was?
No, I didn't say anything like that.
Run it back, Dale.
No, here's.
I don't think if I run it back, it's going to shine a great light on you. I don't think you want me to.
Just keep going.
So
keep going.
So anyway. The Texans, let's talk about something good.
Let's talk about
something positive. Deshaun, because we previewed that in the last segment. And David, you want to talk about Lance McCullers, really? So Deshaun Watson, apparently this guy, Will Hobson, was able to get to Tony Busby. He got an hour with Tony Busby. And Tony Busby said some things. And you remember it was a while ago that this Scott Gaffield was brought up from Athletes First. Tony Busby brought him up and said, I tried to do a deal with him, and this guy refused. This guy said, no, there has no merit, this initial Ashley Solis case that she wanted to settle, and he wouldn't settle. So Tony Busby said, well, here we go. Okay, he said in this Washington Post article, yesterday this came out, because he just talked to him Wednesday. He just talked to him yesterday, apparently. He said he had an hour with Tony Busby yesterday, and he put this out, and it is in the Washington Post this morning. Let me tell you, this is Tony Busby. This is what he said. Let me tell you how this is going to go down. I'm going to file the case. The press is going to pick it up. It's going to be a circus. He's going to have to hire Rusty Harden, and here we are. This guy was so clueless, this Scott Gaffield, about how things work. Scott Gaffield is the general counsel for Athletes First, which is located in Florida. And
it's
Tony,
sports agency.
Yeah, sports agency. His agency. And Scott Gaffield had no clue, right, to Tony. But I don't know that he knew who Tony Busby was. I don't think he knew. You know what? He said, oh, this is okay. We'll go to court. He said, okay, we'll see you in court. Wait, the initial decision by Athletes First was to say, we'll take this to court. We want, first of all, with a high-profile athlete like Deshaun Watson, you want this out in the public? That was their initial response. Oh, no, we don't think it has any merit. We'll see you in court.
Are you kidding me?
This
is where you have to have some home course knowledge. Like, you just, it is true that that's not an understanding of the players in town, and it's,
well, not Busby, even the players in town, but Dusty, who would want their high-profile athlete defending a sexual assault case that can be handled behind the scenes? You know, if Ashley Solis doesn't come out, if Tony Busby doesn't come out with Ashley Solis, if none of this probably ever happens.
I'm trying to think of the real-life situation, because if you think about this, if your thought is Deshaun is the guy that gives homeless kids food and you know does all the Deshaun stuff he does, because there is that side of Deshaun. If your thought is and Deshaun is telling you this is all a money grab, this is nothing, you might want to say, we're not giving into this. This is ridiculous.
Well,
and you can say that. And guess what? The public loves Deshaun Watson. We will discredit her because Deshaun says there's nothing. I think that that guy made the same mistake that everyone has made with Deshaun.
Yeah.
And I once again, I don't know how much of this was non-consensual, consensual. I'm not, but what we do know is Deshaun is going after everyone for massages. There's something shady about all this. There's just no getting around it. And I think everyone was fooled by this. Us, you didn't think something like this could possibly be like this, did
no.
you?
No.
I mean, why would you? Why would anyone think that?
No.
Just because Deshaun doesn't talk to a lot of people at a bar in Houston or a restaurant in Houston doesn't mean, you know, may mean he's not talking to people. Doesn't mean he's out there doing all this stuff that he has this side to him. So I just think that athletes first got fooled. But, yeah, you're right. That brazenness, that arrogance to not take this seriously at all, just to think, huh, is there anything we need to search out? It doesn't sound like they did any real due diligence.
None. And by the way, you have to sit down. This guy just made this count, and he said this.
By himself?
By without, I mean, you should have conducted some more. And, oh, by the way, Mike Florio said in Pro Football Talk, he said, as a lawyer in a civil case, you have to counter. You can't just. Here's what he said to Tony Busby. According to Tony, now this is all according to Tony Busby. We don't believe that the alleged facts show that Deshaun did anything wrong, but we are nevertheless happy to continue the conversation around a reasonable settlement figure because we believe he can learn a lesson about having put himself in this situation. And then Busby said he wanted us to bid against ourselves, and I was done. Florio said, what an horrific way to go about it. You don't just say, oh, give us another figure. I gave
and
you my
Florio
figure.
Florio has been trying to climb up the hair to get into the tower and save him.
Yes. And he said,
but he's also a lawyer.
Gaffield, what are you doing? You don't say, give us another offer. They made you the offer. You counter with an offer. That's how you go about this. You don't do what Gaffield did because Tony Busby said it himself. He said, well, that's it. That's your response. I'm done here. And guess what? You're going to see us. You'll see us next on the headlines at the Houston Chronicle. That's what you'll see next. And that's exactly what happened. This could have been nipped in the bud because if Ashley Solis does not come forward, then you know what? Tony Busby doesn't go out there. And he even said in this article, he said, I thought we would get some, but holy crap. I had no idea it was to this extent. Did any of us? All right, it's 7:30 on ESPN 97.5. We've got more to talk. There's a lot more in this article. If you haven't seen it, it's Will Hobson, Hobson. You can look it up and you can read the article. It's pretty good. It's Tony Busby's side, so there is that. But there's a lot of stuff that we haven't delved into yet. We got to get to that. We got to get to some other stuff too this morning here on because our teams are looking so good. We got to get into that stuff. But right now, we need to take a break. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
This is Heisman Trophy winner, College Football Hall of Famer Eddie George, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 7:33. More into this Will Hobson Washington Post article. And again, this is all from Tony Busby's side. He did call Rusty Harden. Rusty Harden didn't want to talk to the media. He said he will have big responses next week. So we'll be looking forward to that. In the meantime, let's talk a little Lance McCullers. David wants to get in here on the show. David, what's going on?
Hey, guys. This guy has been pitching for the Astros for 6 years. And even the pundits on TV are like, oh, well, he turned the corner this time. $85 million for a guy that can't spot a fastball. And he always spots the other team almost 3 runs every time. And when he can get to the 5th inning, oh, everybody wants to clap. Any other pitcher that does this is not, no way is he the 3rd pitcher on your rotation. He's not as, it's unbelievable that this guy, the best he's ever done, he was in the pen in the playoffs. If he can only pitch 3 innings, he belongs as a long reliever, not as a number 3. Thanks.
It's just your information is just not super accurate, to be honest with you. I mean, he's had an ERA over 3. In his career, his ERA is 3.74. If you really look at it, that's what a number 3 is in Major League Baseball. The issues that we talk about, I mean, you're making, I think you've called in before about kind of an anti-Lance McCullers stance. I think we're pretty honest about this. Lance McCullers is a guy who can be great or not good. One of the two. Like, the problem is he's not consistent. He can't have a run of a month where he pitches the same level of baseball. He's got injury issues, and then he mentally just gets off when things aren't going the way he's kind of a front runner from a standpoint, you know, from a pitching standpoint. When things are going good, he can get downhill and roll on you. When things start to go a little shaky, it mentally just seems to have an impact on him. So I get what you're saying, David, but by the way, those are numbers. That number, $85 million, $17 million a year, 17 and a half, that's not unusual for what they're asking him to do. They're paying him for what they're asking him to do. So while I agree with some of what you're saying, the whip numbers, you know, 1.26, it could be better than that, but he's been below 1.2 for 3 of his, you know, for 3 years. His strikeout to per 9 inning numbers are good. It's just that he has games like yesterday, and you just like, Lance, can you put 5 good ones in a row? Or just, I just want to see him be average longer, average and good, and not have these kind of outings.
Yeah.
That's frustrating, because this is what we've seen forever, is that, like, dude, you need, of all the times you needed him to step up, you got Altuve, Bregman, Yordan out. They really need him to step up and have an A-plus performance. He had him previously, the last 2 games. Why not this one? And you know what he does? He comes up. You need, as you mentioned, you need a stopper in that spot to stop the bleeding, and you need someone to stay. You know what, boys? I know we don't have 3 of our best hitters, but I'm going to step up. I'm going to make pitches, and I'm going to dominate the Tigers, and we're going to get this thing back on track. And even if we have to win 2-1, that's what's going to happen. Didn't happen. It's frustrating.
He's so up and down. I mean, I'm looking at last year. It's a yo-yo. His starts are a yo-yo. He had a nice, in the regular season, he finished up pretty strong, pretty good in September. No. There's good and there's bad. I mean, and listen, when we looked at the comparables for $17 million a year, it's Marcus Stroman, which he's comparable. He's comparable to Marcus Stroman.
Stroman has a better name, but he's not the same guy.
I mean, when you look at the guys that are making $17 million a year, Lance McCullers is in that group. He really is. So, I mean, while I look at $17 million a year and go, man, you better be lights out, that's not the case. It's just not the case anymore. $17 million a year is a number 3 or 4 starter.
When Dale read those names down, I was like, huh? Yeah, Lance, that's about, yeah,
that's
okay,
about right. It's about where he slots.
Yeah, David, it's not what you think. And here's the other thing. Like, last September, Lance McCullers' ERA last September, he was 0-1, like, oops, see, in 4 starts. But he had a 1.53 ERA, 17 and two-thirds innings pitched, 9 hits, 7 walks, and 24 strikeouts. He had a opposing batting average of 145 and a whip of 0.91, and he was 0-1.
But that's
how many innings did he pitch over 4 starts?
Those 4 starts, 17 and two-thirds.
Well, that's Lance for you.
Yeah, and that's who he is.
In August, he had a 4.94. Exactly. And in July he had a 5.40.
Seven starts. Yeah, and last year was a weird year. See what he's capable of.
He didn't pitch at all in 19. He was injured.
Yeah.
Now that's there's a lot of stuff that you're just like, really, can we count on Lance McCullers? And the main thing is, and he doesn't get to the 6th inning a lot.
Look. He's got stuff where he's got swing and miss stuff, and he's not a super efficient pitcher. You know what that means? High pitch counts.
Yeah.
That means he's going to be in for high pitch counts all the time, and he always is. He doesn't locate. He doesn't get in front and then make them hit his pitches. It's hard for them to put bat on the ball because he's a high swing and miss rate pitcher. He's always going to be high pitch counts, but, you know, that's fine, but you got to get 6. Like, I'm tired of the idea that 4 2/3 is good enough for 5. Lance McCullers needs to be 6-inning guy. That should be a quality start, should not be out of the. That should be what Lance aspires to. 6 innings,
three runs or two runs and, you know, eight strikeouts and two walks. That's it.
His best month ever might have been July of 2018. Every start, he went six at least. Twice he went seven. He had a 2.81. He gave up 10 earned runs in 32 innings, 11 walks, 34 strikeouts. That was maybe his best. The next month, he followed up with a 6.53. That's him.
That's the frustration.
That's just him.
It's like one doesn't correlate to the other.
No.
They're segmented. He's got separate realities in every month.
Yep.
And you just want to see, you know, with Verlander, well, okay, that's a Hall of Famer, one of the all-time greats. Yeah, but, you know, with ones and twos,
it's not more a one of or a two, flow.
He's not a one. He has one or two stuff, but in a limited streak and not over multiple games. With that said, he's had two very good games this year and one bad one.
Yeah.
You know, so I would take 66% of the time Lance McCullers being dominant. I would take that and hope that you could bang out a win one other time and maybe not bring Joe Smith in. Because Lance got all those runs yesterday. Maybe when Lance gets in trouble, don't bring Joe Smith in and keep it at three runs.
Yeah. Well, now this is Lance. Two good starts and then one bad, and his ERA is 5.27.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, because you're three games in. But
he gets lit up. You can only pitch him three innings in that third start.
And all his runs that were on all his men on base, he had to eat those because Joe was going to. Don't worry, Joe is going to open the floodgate and let those all come in.
All right, let's get Ocho in here. He wants to talk about McCullers. We'll get to the Deshaun stuff on the other side. What do you say, Ocho?
Hey, what's good? Hey, real quick, I was going to say this for Throw Shade Thursday, but I won't be around for it, so I'll just say it right here, man. Y'all touched on it. This guy has all the potential in the world, and Lance McCullers, and and all the potential, and he just hadn't lived up to it. He is basically the Jadeveon Clowney of pitchers. He is Lance McClowney. Shay Throne.
Lance McClowney. It's not bad because Clowney gives you all this promise. As a matter of fact,
He wasn't the number one overall pick like Clowney.
Oh, he was the first pick of the second round.
Yeah.
But, he's pretty high. Yeah.
No, but not the number one pick.
No, but the potential was extraordinarily high. And I know what he's saying. Yeah. What he's saying is,
and Clowney looks great sometimes, and then
it's not that far off. I'm having a discussion with people over the last couple of days. You know, the analytics guys get really, and especially media analytics, more so than team analytics. Media analytics get all excited about pressures. That's the excuse you make for a guy who doesn't get sacks. You say his pressure rate. And pressure rate is good, but I've also watched a lot of tape based on PFF scoring of what a pressure is, and I would tell you it did not have any impact on the play at all. A hurry was not even a factor at all. Mm. So with that said, pressures are great, but the problem you get into is if you don't get sacks at double digits, what it means eventually over time, and this has been a lot, this is... You know, he's played since 2014. He has no double-digit sacks years. Jadeveon Clowney. It's because he hasn't become skilled. He doesn't know how to use his hands to get the quick wins or to soften the edge, to win outside. He has not developed his rush plan and his overall rush, and that's why he doesn't finish. He didn't get sacks. That's why he'll always be a hurry guy. He has phenomenal traits, phenomenal explosiveness. Of course he's going to have a lot of hurries, but he doesn't get the sacks because he's not skilled. Mm-hmm. He's not skilled. Lance McCullers is obviously it's apples and oranges in that regard, but the idea that he has great potential is very Jadeveon.
Well, apparently Lance, they pitched him. He had side effects from the Johnson & Johnson vaccine that he received a few days back. He needed an IV after the game.
I thought J&J didn't do anything.
J&J creates blood clots or something in people, you know. Johnson and he got a Johnson and Johnson, and there are some side effects. No, apparently he didn't feel well, and he needed an IV after the game.
I didn't feel well after my shots. Mine were Moderna.
But you didn't have to pitch against the Tigers, that vaunted Tigers lineup, did you?
I mean, if they asked me to go out, I would have. Well, I did the show with COVID, except one show. I fought through that and laid in my bed on the pillow with the microphone like this.
Just holding it?
And I fought through and did a radio show laying down.
I mean, you're the hero we all needed.
I'm not
not saying heroic. I'm just saying grinder. I'm saying.
No, I'm going to say we were both heroic. I was heroic. I know that.
I mean,
I don't
if you
know
say it,
you.
That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
I'd prefer it come from somewhere else. So, yeah, that's fine. I mean, if you say it, I don't find myself to be heroic, but some people might say it. I don't know. By the way, how many hard seltzers are there now? Are we up to 70
hard
seltzers?
Well, White Claw now has a different one.
Yeah.
That's got, it's goes harder hard. Seltzer.
Yeah. It's even like, no, this one is rock hard
yeah.
seltzer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Generator Super Sender. But and then we're going to get to the Rusty Harden stuff.
Yeah, Mike Florio is going to join us at 9:30 today to talk about, from a legal standpoint, what's going on with the Texans. And Mike, I know some people in Houston don't like Mike Florio because he's been kind of, the thought is, anti-Texan. But he's been pretty on top of this whole thing with, from a legal standpoint, what's going on.
He's a lawyer, so that helps.
Yeah.
Yeah. As opposed to us. I'm like a lawyer because of how much Law and Order I watch, but I'm not really a lawyer, just so everybody knows.
And I know how to murder because I watch Banshee. So if anyone needs to storm a military complex and get out alive with all of my friends, well, one of them gets taken in a chopper. But get out and murder everyone when all the odds are against me, yeah, mm-hmm. I know how to do that now.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
That's not a problem. If you guys need any help on that, 713-780-3776. Now, Generator Supercenter, a company who I've been speaking for a while, I tried to warn you pre-freeze that Generator Supercenter could help you with an automatic standby generator, and maybe you didn't listen. And we all went through the issues with that. It was horrific. Well, now, Generator Supercenter has never been busier. Imagine that. And they need help. They want you to come work for them. If you're interested in becoming a technician for them, if you are an electrician, if you want to be a helper for that, if you want to get into sales, they've got openings right now. So they want you to reach out to them, and you might be able to start working for Generator Supercenter. They are huge. They're right here in the Houston area waiting for you, and it's something because we are in the midst of the Gulf Coast region where we have lots of hurricanes. Here's never a lack of work. I can promise you that. Go to GeneratorSupercenter.com for more information and reach out to them and see about grabbing a new position, a new work, either additional revenue for you, additional income, or having a brand new career with GeneratorSupercenter.com.
When it comes to sports betting, SportsMapBets.com is the site you need. From weekly betting guides to single game breakdowns of the point spread, money line, over under, and more, SportsMapBets has all the info you need to make the best play. SportsMapBets.com. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Okay, so we buried one of the leads this morning in that apparently now there are five women who have gone to the police. And they are talking to police about Deshaun's actions. Five.
Oh, man, that is a lot.
That's a lot, yeah. At first it was one, then two, and now we've got five.
Mm.
So that's getting worse and worse and worse. That's more for the police to work with. It's more for them to investigate and possibly charge. It'll be interesting to see. It's a tough situation for police, I would think. You know, a lot of people get naked for massages, and if it's just he flipped over, touched, it's going to be awfully difficult. Plus, it's a he said, she said. Plus, is that actually a sexual assault as opposed to, whether or not it's provable and all of that stuff. Even if there aren't any charges to Deshaun, this stuff is not going away. There is a preponderance of evidence that the police need to work with, as opposed to in a civil case where it's just a 51-49 deal. So this is I don't know that it's not a great thing for Deshaun. Nothing has been really a great thing for Deshaun. And it's so funny, Tony Busby talking yesterday with Will Hobson from the Washington Post. He said this about Rusty Harden. Hey, Rusty and I, we get along smashingly. Okay.
Who said this?
He's Tony Busby did.
Oh, new conspiracy. Busby's in on it with, where does Rusty Harden live? Please tell me River Oaks.
Well, I'm pretty sure, I would imagine.
Wow. So now Rusty Harden, you mean the guy who's defending Deshaun, who said here's 18 more names of girls and he's having consensual sex? The same guy who's neighbors with Tony Busby and neighbors with Kyle McNair? Curious. Curious. The guy who's defending himself.
So you're saying that Rusty might be in a conspiracy to ruin Deshaun?
I'm saying that.
Well, it looks like some of his decisions.
The timing is awfully. I know.
It looks like some of his
decisions. The timing is awfully weird here.
Rusty and I get along smashingly. Who says smashingly if you're not British?
Nobody.
Tony Busby might be British.
He's definitely not British. He's not.
Is there any chance Tony Busby is? Because he says smashingly. Because that's the only time you ever
say.
I'd
like to broach this lawsuit. Where's his powdered wig? If he was British, he would have a powdered wig when he was.
Well, you don't know.
Now, I'm just telling you now.
He does have, wait a minute. He does have shark handles on his doors.
What does that mean?
You know, instead of a doorknob, he has handles that are sharks because he's a shark lawyer.
I tell you what, if Tony Busby has another press conference with a whole dais of the 20 women who have now been named, now had their names in the lawsuit.
Yeah.
And he's
because, by the way, there's another one. One got out and one's in.
I want to talk about the separate one. Yeah. I want to talk about this one separately. I've got some things. I've got some thoughts. If he were to come and sit down there and he's got one of those white wigs that's got curled at the end like George Jefferson hair, like they wear in Parliament when they're, not Parliament, but when they're barristers, you know, in British law. If he were to come in and sit down and do a whole thing with one of those wigs, I would just say, guys, just Deshaun, you need to sign over whatever checks you have because it's over.
He's a barrister.
Now he's a full-on barrister.
Well, he said the word smashingly.
That's the first sign that this could be a problem for Deshaun
Watson. If he says at any point, extraordinary, then okay, now it's case closed, Deshaun settle.
Rusty sounds like a good old Texas guy.
Yeah.
Now that's how Rusty talks. If Tony Busby, who's an Aggie, who's typically not going to be, you know, smashing.
British.
I've never heard an Aggie say smashingly.
I've
never heard Jimbo Fisher say, I mean, we gotta do a better job of blocking. I thought our linebackers performed smashingly, but the rest of them up front. I mean, our safeties have to do better at tackling. But you know, that's we're operating at a smashingly high level. Never have I ever heard an Aggie. Never did I hear R.C. Slocum say something or Kevin Sumlin.
No,
and we got like you know. Johnny Manziel, man.
Now, smashing, I think, you know, with Deshaun, I think that goes along.
But not smashing.
Not smashing Lee.
That's an adverb.
Maybe that's why he said it, because he wanted to get smashing in there somehow. Anyway, he said, Rusty and I get along smashingly. He's a fighter, he's smart, and he's good on his feet. But I think he's been dealt a bad hand here. Now, that I think that's really, really, really accurate.
Yeah.
So he did refute Rusty's explanation why Deshaun turned to Instagram. He said because of COVID, he was reaching out to dozens of different people on Instagram for massages. Because of COVID, you would think he would have one person who had tested negative.
That's the stupidest. Every defense has been terrible.
Yeah.
Well, but his regular one said no, so he needed to go where. Did you see how many people were just partying all over the place during COVID? And this is during COVID, not last May COVID and March COVID, where everyone's, you know, April, where everyone's locked down, not going out. This is like Deshaun's been accused of doing this during hanging out at that place Flava, where the whole thing gets completely packed out COVID. Not that Deshaun went there, but that type of, you know, like the COVID where I see whole bars and restaurants like, hey, I don't think this is the thing. I don't think, or the strip club down by my house where I drive by at 6 and I'm like, hey, this feels like a lot of people.
Did Sean take their temperature every time? Did he?
Probably. You don't know.
He probably had one of those ones that he.
Don't.
No.
No.
Anyway.
We both thought the same thing, though, Dell.
Yeah, that's the one to Sean.
Okay.
Here, now take mine.
I didn't think that.
Now take mine.
I didn't think that. I think
he just said, now take mine,
Dell. I
heard
what he said.
You're just going to pass that by?
Yeah, because I don't want to get into it. What I was going to say was Deshaun will say, I've got a thermometer.
Yeah.
Just Deshaun.
Sean, that's not a thermometer.
Exactly.
That's not, look, it's hot.
What's he doing? You see what he's doing?
They can see you on Twitch.
I don't care. That's what Sean is accusing.
Okay, so to Harden's argument that any sex acts that occurred in these massages with Watson were consensual, Tony Busby said this. So you've just told the world who's watching that your client paid for sex? My grandma always said, you're digging yourself a hole already. Stop digging.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to admit that he did pay these women.
Even if you're not paying for it, it tells you that you're looking for it.
This is part of your massage.
This has to be Rusty's last case ever. This has just been... Rusty's dealt a bad hand, but he's done... You know what you do with those bad hands? What do you do with the bad hands?
Here's the thing about this, about that statement, though, is that I don't think you can... Because it's going to come out that Deshaun had sex with women during these encounters. So you know what? Admit it early on. I mean, he got dealt a bad hand. If you got deuce seven, you're just hoping that a deuce and a seven come up on the flop. You have no recourse. Okay. You got a bad hand.
See, okay, you got a bad hand. What do you do with the bad hand if you are playing?
You can't fold because Tony Busby ain't. You can't fold.
That's fine. He didn't fold. He got hired. So that means I'll call or I'm in, or maybe he's big blind. What happens when the board comes king, king, jack?
Right. And you're due seven.
Off suit. What do you do?
You check.
Okay. And in a person's mind, you goes, I'll go three times. I'll go 3X.
But here's the thing.
What do you do when it comes back to you?
But you're playing with handcuffs on. Lance, it's not. You can't just go. Okay, I fold. You can't. You've got to fight back. Well, first of all, he ain't.
Do you go to the river? Where are we in this? Are we still at the flop?
Here's the deal, though. He ain't what. There's no check in this because he ain't dealing with you. You have got to deal with what he's got. He's got your hand beat.
You
got to
fold.
You can't. Well, you can't just.
Okay, you can play back over the top.
At this point, Tony Busby ain't settling. Well, right now, you know what folding is?
Rusty's
that means you're settling.
Rusty's. Yeah.
And Tony Busby ain't settling.
Okay, then
right
Rusty
now.
Right now is in a bluff. Then Rusty just, at some point, Rusty and Deshaun's team, they either called or they, and I think they raised. I think by forcing this to go into putting the names out there, that is their raise, and they're just going to see if they can scare Busby's team out into a settlement, into, you know, eliminating these names, and hopefully some names will drop out and they won't have to make the settlement as big. But what's going to happen is Tony Busby has a made hand. Tony Busby has the nuts, period. And what Tony Busby's going to do is he's either going to go back over the top or he's just going to call you. He'll just smooth call you and let you step right into the river because you're already a 0% winner and he's at 100%.
That's right.
He's 100, you're 0. Tony's got the nuts.
And he's right.
Deshaun?
He's got a bet that Rusty, this is the worst hand. The worst hand.
He's reading you. He's reading his hand.
Yep.
Like he knows what...
You know how you put the cards down and the television shows it?
Tony's
watching it. Tony's watching the TV.
Tony, and then somebody's doing this on a trash can.
Ooh, and he's banging. He's not cheating.
I'm just saying. Tony knows. Right. Somehow Tony knows his hand.
All right, we got to take a break. It's top of the hour here on ESPN 97.5.
Del, what we just did.
That was poker.
With taking poker into the Deshaun.
Into a new level.
This is why we're the Wu-Tang in the 36 chambers
of
sports.
You really shouldn't compare yourself to one of the best groups of all time.
No.
Best groups.
That's
real
why I don't like it because it's just one of.
Real recognized real. RZA recognized real.
No. I don't like you dipping in and out of the culture.
Okay,
I'm in and now I'm out. Bridgerton. See how easy that is?
I think we're the Beatles. I'm not gonna watch the greatest band ever. That's what we are.
There was a big fight about Outkast versus Beatles the other day on Twitter.
Outkast versus Beatles. Stop.
Beatles got
worked over.
Did they? Because everybody who loves the Beatles is too old. They don't even remember the Beatles.
But
they're still. Is there going to be a discussion about Babe Ruth? Okay.
Excuse me.
Babe Ruth.
The greatest ever.
Too many white people.
Yeah, that's why. That's the Beatles.
Okay, I love them smashing.
Beatles was plus 12,000.
Here's what I love too is Texas Star Grill Shop. I used my DCS the other day to rotisserie a pork roast that was delicious. Listen, they have got all. It is unbelievable what's going on right now at Texas Star Grill Shop. They're the best. They are simply the best, and they've got the huge spring sale going on right now. the best prices on Traeger, Napoleon, Big Green Egg, Weber, DCS, Blaze, and more. I highly recommend the DCS. It is unbelievable. If you're looking for a grill, okay, this is fantastic. Now, if you want one, if you want the pellets or you want the wood, that's different too. Except mine too. I can put it in a tray and I can still smoke my stuff with my DCS. Just saying. That's all I'm saying. If you're looking for the best way to barbecue, if you're looking for the best in your backyard, I've also had the Traeger. I love that as well. And we just used the Traeger this week to smoke wonderful ribs. And it was all because of Rick and Michelle. What they're doing right now, Texas Star Grill Shop, is unbelievable. They've got the huge warehouse where the assembly and the delivery is absolutely free. And they'll get it to you right away. And they've got the best prices. They got four locations now where it is just fantastic for you. And you are going to get the best. And you're going to get the best sale going on right now. It's TexasStarGrillShop.com. That's TexasStarGrillShop.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.